What's up, campers? Welcome to another episode of Tales of the Trails, a podcast where three scouts talk about their adventures in the wilderness. I'm Aditya. I'm here with AJ and Andrew once again. And last week, our troop, Troop 232 of Ashland, would have been at summer camp, a highlight of our scouting year. So in the spirit of summer camp, on today's episode, we're going to be talking all about summer camp fails, summer camp highlights, and kind of what summer camp is for us.
Also, a quick announcement before we get started. We are going to be switching to one episode a week every Sunday. This way we can provide quality episodes. So tune in on Sundays to listen to us break down camping and the wilderness.
And now for a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor.
The three of us have always had an amazing time at the camp of summer camp. But there's always the occasional flop, right, when we're going to summer camp. This year, there's no exception because there was no summer camp. Unfortunately, due to COVID, we were not able to have summer camp. So, as Eddie said in the intro, in that spirit, let's talk about our experiences from summer camp. Addie, you get to go first. Let's hear your negative flop experience.
I mean, I can't really agree more. This year was no exception to the occasional flop of a summer camp because, well, we didn't have one, like AJ said, which was a bummer because they had been planning to have a summer camp up until about early July. Or I think it was more closer around late June. And then they called, they pulled the pin and they called it off because they just didn't want to risk the health of scouts, and they didn't want to go against any rules and regulations regarding the pandemic. But for those of you who don't know, summer camp for a Boy Scout is 1 week at a Boy Scout reservation. There's always, our meals are all made for us, so we're not always cooking over a fire or anything, but we sleep in these big, what are they called? Tents.
They're like army tents.
Yeah, okay. So they're made out of canopy and wood, and we have two little cots. So there's two scouts per bunk, you could call them. And all day, for about 5 days or 6 days, we're doing random fun activities, whether we're down by the waterfront or we are climbing or we're hiking, or oftentimes during the daytime we're doing merit badges, we're getting rank advancements done. So that's always a good time and it's always super productive. But I think the worst, I've never really had a bad summer camp experience. I was super bummed to hear that we weren't going to be going to summer camp this year, because one of my dreams has always been to be the SPL at summer camp. So and as I was elected SPL for the spring and summer term, it unfortunately we weren't able to go to summer camp this year, but I'll be back. I'll definitely be back.
I'll tell you, as SPL during summer camp, it's nothing really that special, but you know, when I
want the experience.
When I was SPL summer camp, our troop launched a coup, so it's not the greatest experience, but
yeah. Well, I hope that when I am SPL at summer camp, my fellow scouts do not launch a coup and elect a 10-year-old to be the stand-in SPL.
I'll make sure there's a coup. I'll make sure.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate your vote of confidence in my leadership abilities.
I'll make sure it's tradition. Every summer camp, we overthrow the leader for one of the new scouts.
All right, so then can I be the 10-year-old that's put in place?
Well, you're not a 10-year-old anymore, so.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to Aditya. Woo-hoo.
Thank you very much.
He turned 5 the other day.
I did, yeah. Thank you for the constant support. But yeah, summer camp has never really been a negative experience. I think when it rains, when we, if it ever rains at summer camp, it's always really bad. I think the worst experience I'd have, and it wasn't really a bad one, but there was like a thunder and lightning storm, and we had a mandatory relocation into this big dining hall where we all go to eat. And we were there for like 4 to 5 hours. It got to the point where they were bringing out leftovers from lunch, where I wasn't complaining because lunch was so good that day. Any other day, and I would have been kind of annoyed because that was like one of the best meals we'd had. It was like turkey and cheese rolls or something like that. It was good. And they played a movie. A couple of us offered to run back to the camp in the pouring rain just to grab games so that we could play in the dining hall for the time being. But I had a blast because we made it work. But yeah. Andrew, what about you? What was one of your worst experiences at summer camp?
Despite everything that happens during that, the storms and all that, I always found fun in it, you know?
Yeah, during the exactly. relocation,
I was never really miserable about it. I was just like, you know, screw it. I'll go talk to the other troops or play Risk or watch the Risk game or whatever. I didn't really care. Right. Yeah. But flops, I don't really know. I've never really felt like it was a bad experience altogether. I think you got to come back to me.
All right. You want to think on it for a little bit?
I'll go then. I'd say my worst summer camp experience, it wasn't at summer camp. My first year in the troop, I signed up to go to summer camp that year. And a couple days before summer camp, I got sick. And then I was tested and turned out I had the flu. So I wasn't able to go
to summer camp. Good thing you didn't come to summer camp.
Yeah, it is good. I was really looking forward to it, so I was bummed that I wasn't able to go. Yeah, I get like that's probably the worst experience I've had is not being able to go. But like once I was at summer camp, the worst experience probably, I don't know. I feel like I got. Oh, yes. I have. This was summer camp when I was a Cub Scout. I was there for like a Weeblos summer camp. And we were doing some yard work or like some a service project. And it was my small group. We were just doing our thing. And I got into some beef with this one kid. I don't know what it was, but he decided
8-year-old's beef.
He decided that he was gonna take the metal spade shovel and just bam right on my foot. And
ouch.
You know, I went to the infirmary and I was fixed all up, but it wasn't fun just like being out there and just getting your foot smashed.
Be a little bit. Yeah, I'm sure. I think you'd be considered like what, psychotic if you thought that was fun.
Yeah. If I was older, you know, nowadays the kid probably would have been knocked out afterwards. But,
oh, I'm
you know,
sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
I was young and maybe not as aggressive now as I am now.
All right, I have my bad experience. It's not
All right,
not
let's hear
at
it.
Summer camp, it's when I went to the National Jamboree.
The one where you forgot your
Yeah,
phone.
The one I forgot coming.
That's a summer camp though.
Yeah. So to go to the rifle range to like use the rifle range or any like the range is there, you have to sit through a safety briefing. So I wanted to go shoot pistols since that was an option. So I ended up waiting for the safety briefing and waiting some more and then waiting some more. So I just waited so much. I'm like, screw it, I've spent my entire day waiting here. I'm just going to go back to the camp. And cause I think that like lunch was about to happen or something like that. So, or like my buddy, my phone buddy, was telling me we got to go back. we can't wait any longer here. So, and that was, I just hated that. Cause that was the one thing I didn't do up at the ranges was, the pistols. I shot the crossbows, the rifles and the shotguns as well as everything else. But I just didn't shoot pistols, and that was the one thing I didn't do up there because I just didn't want to wait literally entire day just to go wait for the safety briefing, and it was miserable. But we gave our complaint to the people there, and they gave us a token that allows us to skip the line or something like that, but I never used it.
Yeah, I think even at, like, not even at the National Jamboree where there's 40,000 scouts, but even at normal summer camp, the wait can be kind of long for shooting rifles, shooting shotguns, or even trying to get into, like, the waterfront or on one of the inflatables, which we'll probably talk about
later. Lines in general at those events are just brutally annoying.
I want to share one story. So,
no, you're not allowed to.
At summer camp, every night the troop has like a special activity, whether it be free swim or boat night or pizza night or whatever that may be. So there was one year where it was boat night it was like a Thursday night and it was boat night. And what happened was we were all going crazy. Like we would have these things where we're all in kayaks and we just go to war with each other. And it's super fun. Also kind of not allowed, but don't tell the lifeguards I said that. And or that we even participated in such amazingly fun acts, but just moving on. So there was one kid who jumped out of his kayak, and then when we got called in, he just left his kayak in the water. And let me tell you, the leaders were not happy, to say the least, because the two leaders that were in the water with us had to go fish the kayak out of, like, it was fully submerged. So they had to get the kayak somehow, because what had happened was the kid had kind of washed up along the edge where land meets the water, and the kayak just got stuck. And so what he did was he jumped out, swam to shore, grabbed another kayak, and went out in the water, which he should not have done whatsoever. So now there's a kayak in the middle, like off to the side, and the leaders were so mad because they had to fish that kayak out of whatever, like, leaves and whatnot. And it was just not a good night because the leaders were not happy and they were very disappointed.
And that person was AJ.
No, it was not me.
Yeah, he was a younger scout at the time. That's all I've got.
Okay.
So that were some of our bad experiences, right? Kind of, let's put those aside for now, and let's move on
for sure,
and focus on all the positive and the enjoyment and some of our best experiences at summer camp ever. So let's start with Andrew on this one.
Best experience at summer camp. I would have to say a lot of it is a good experience, but the best. I'm probably gonna say the best is probably the time I beat AJ in the Little Pond Triathlon.
Yeah, my bike broke.
It seems unlikely, but I had the head start in the water. I swam faster than him, and that was the only reason why I won.
I can't swim.
Once I got to the running part, I slowed down because I'm so tired. And then AJ flying down. I'm like, I better start running again. And then got to the bike. I just grabbed whatever bike, and it was pretty neck and neck. I actually stopped at the finish line just so it would be neck and neck, so photo finish.
I kind of felt bad for Andrew. You know, it was gonna be his last summer camp, so I kind of let him win, but don't tell him that.
Sure, you did. Yeah.
Good experiences at summer camp. I don't think I can actually like pinpoint one, but I'll try. Let's see. So when I was taking shotgun shooting as a merit badge, I was so bad. I was terrible. I think I went like 3 for 15, and then 3 for 15 as in you shoot skeet. So yeah, my first time around, I went 3 for 15. And then My scoutmaster told me to try a new method. I think I was closing the wrong eye, and so that was throwing me off completely. So he's like, all right, you got to leave your eye open. But what happened was it's kind of just instinct to for me to close that eye. So I tried it. I forced myself to keep, and I went to keep that eye open. And let me tell you, I went 15 for 15. They told me to sit down because I was wasting skeets, because I was hitting all of them, and they just didn't. And it was just, I had this like huge rush of confidence and adrenaline. I was like, I'm so trigger happy right now. I could shoot skeet all day if the ranges didn't have a closing time. That was definitely a memorable moment at summer camp. I think the one thing I love about summer camp though is like meeting new people, getting to see new troops, but also getting to see people that you've seen before from previous years at summer camp.
Yep, your little rivalries you create about who could see all the hand sanitizer first and all that.
Yeah, there's always a couple things that come up that kind of make your summer camp experience a little weird, but at the end of the day, you're always tired. You always end the day on a really positive note, whether it be by a campfire or dinner time or whatever that may be. So I think the one thing I do love about summer camp is that level of freedom that we have, where we don't need to always be connected to a leader. You've got your buddy by your side, and you just kind of go conquer the day, seize the day. So yeah.
Yeah, those are all pretty good experiences, minus Andrew beating me, of course. But I think I wouldn't say favorite experience, but favorite aspect of summer camp is opening flag ceremony and the closing flag ceremony.
That's a good one.
We do that, but it's very formal and everything. But throughout the rest of the week, it doesn't become informal, but when we do troops report, instead of saying, troop 232, all present and accounted for, sir or ma'am.
Which is the standard line.
Which is what we're supposed to say, and we do that for our formal events. We kind of come up with some creative roll call kind of things. Some of the good ones, like when we were troop 23, we said, troop 23 or not 23. Like a William Shakespeare thing. And
super cheesy ones.
We sometimes call out other troops and make fun. Like there's this one troop who brings chairs, the foldable chairs everywhere, and sometimes they can get on our nerves leaving their chairs everywhere and everything. Yeah. So
I think
we gotta show who's boss, and all our troop is always the boss.
So that time, roll call time, is also a time where we make challenges to the other troop. So the troop AJ's talking about, troop 130 Maynard, they bring their chairs everywhere. And so there was one time where we challenged them to not bring their chairs everywhere. They unfortunately respectfully declined. So we'll make challenges. People will challenge, like, a scout might challenge someone who's working there to like a shotgun shoot off or a rifle shootout or some, whatever that may be. People challenge each other to swims, runs. It's super fun. Everybody's super competitive. There's always award ceremonies at the very end for our main events that we do. So yeah.
I'd also like to add in another amazing part of summer camp is where you can find pretty much everywhere, everybody there at least once in the week. And it's, I guess you could kind of say it's the heart of the whole camp. And that is the volleyball court, except we don't use it.
Oh, yeah.
We don't use it for volleyball. We use it for Nukem. And we get some very competitive games of Nukem going. Our troop, of course, as always, we pretty much rule the Nukem court.
We dominate
every year.
Questions asked.
Because of me mostly, but
don't give yourself too much confidence. All right,
fine. Half of it's me.
I'm definitely out there crushing it on the court or on the sand.
We got some good players, people who will die for balls, put their body on the line for the team.
Oh, for sure.
And we've challenged other troops and the leaders sometimes, and you know, it's always just a fun experience. Just like when we go and they have the annual soccer tournament every year, and our troop always signs up and we go, and every year they're like, wait, what soccer tournament? we cancel that. We haven't done that in a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, all right, well, we just wasted a bunch of our time waiting for people to get here. So then we end up
last year,
and then every year we challenge the staff to a game of Ultimate Disc.
I think that was just last year in replace of the soccer game, right?
No, we've challenged them like every year that I've been there. Oh, even okay. My first year, we had some studs playing. Me not being one of them yet, but now I am. And yeah, it's just a fun experience beating the staff every year.
Another experience is the pranks that you might pull. So you leave camp at night to go, like, I don't know, go put all the tables upside down, mm-hmm. stack them in a pyramid, or put them in the parade.
I really hope people who work at Camp Resolute aren't listening to this.
They already know. They already know. They're used to it. They're used to all these dumb pranks, like peel punch.
Yeah.
On top of the buildings, it's they've seen it 100 times.
People, they have these boards on every campsite, and they got all the information. All the troops put all their information, and you know.
I remember.
And last year, some kids from some troop to be unnamed, we don't know who they are, still a mystery.
It was definitely not me.
It's still a mystery. They took all of the pieces of paper and they put them all in one thing and jumbled them all up to mix everybody up and just put them in this one stack, and all the excess push pins they put in the shape of a smiley face, which, you know, that's a nice touch, you know, from prank, but like,
yeah,
with a good vibe.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Frank. I wonder who is that.
Kind spirit. There's some very pretty good and smart and probably handsome pranksters.
There's a
yes, very very handsome. I'm sure.
Someone told me this one prank that someone pulled. They put the volleyball court. They set it up inside the mess hall. So they set up the volleyball court.
That's genius.
So, but
we're doing that next year.
They took all the sand. They took all the sand too.
No, they just took the net
the
part.
The poles.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're taking all the sand too. That might be the best thing I've ever heard.
And then some other people put one of the boats inside the volleyball court on the sand.
Yeah. We had a sand garden. Yeah. Good times.
I heard one.
Man, I miss summer camp.
Yeah, and yeah, it's just like it's always fun hearing about like who did the prank, who did this, and all that.
Yeah. So we encourage you guys to, you know, send us some messages and tell us your favorite summer camp experiences. Maybe give us some prank ideas as well. Maybe we'll.
Yeah, if we have scouts listening to this, we want to hear about your different summer camps, your summer camp experiences. If you're not a scout and you're just listening to this, and you guys go to summer camps, or if you guys have any fun summer stories, we'll take those too. We want to hear what you guys have to say. As always, summer camp is always a blast for the three of us and our troop as a whole, regardless of kind of what comes up or what happens along the during that week-long duration. But yeah, there's always good and bad, always more good than bad. But summer camp is a really unforgettable time for us.
So I think that wraps up our segment on talking about summer camp and everything like that. So let's move on to Andrew's segment, where Andrew goes, nothing grows.
Where Andrew goes, nothing grows.
Yep, this is my segment where I take a hot take, or maybe a not so hot take, and ask you guys a question. So the question for today is, what would you change about summer camp if you could? So,
all right, I have my answer for this one. Hands down, the latrines. Okay, those latrines are First of all, they smell so bad, and they're not even latrines. I used to describe them as, I think actually one of them is just, it's like one of those big, like, Folgers, like the plastic red Folgers bins, but the bottom and top are cut out and a toilet seat is placed on it. And then there's just a hole in the ground. So, yeah, hands down the latrines, because they smell bad, there's flies everywhere, and they're literally basically like cans of beans with a toilet seat on it. That's how I like to describe them.
So, yeah. AJ, what do you think would you...
For me, there's not a lot I would change. I like Addy's, what he said, but I'm going to go different direction. I wish, like, if I could make, like, change one thing or have control over one thing, it would be to make sure the camp is full every week and that all the troops that are there and participating are competitive in all the events and try to get involved in everything.
That's a really good one. That's right.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes, like, first off, there's a couple weeks where it's like just us. I think there was one week. There was one summer camp year I went to last year, right?
Yeah, it was us and another troop.
Yeah. And that was just, it wasn't as fun, or it wasn't really fun at all. We tried to make the most of it, however. And the other thing is, like, yeah, you might have like seven troops come up, but like if five of them aren't going to participate and they're just going to stay at their campsite all day, well, it's not the same. It's not really summer camp. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I like that one a lot, AJ.
All right. What I would change, I would just do more, you know. I would have the motto just be like, we do more, or but something like
that. Isn't that already the motto? We do extra more. We do more than we used to before. That could work.
If I could change anything, I would make it so Andrew has to pay double what everyone has to pay for summer camp.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the camp we usually go to is pretty solid, but it's a bit small, so there's not a lot to do.
Yeah.
But it's got all the major things. It's got rock climbing, or I guess wall climbing it should be called, but
yeah, it's not really rock climbing.
Got inflatables and water to swim in. It's got a rifle range. It's got archery. What else could you need?
Maybe
the showers are always
maybe
disgusting.
A private airline, so you can do the flying merit badge and just like learn how to fly and, you know, fly around.
Yeah, just have like a helipad.
Yeah.
Mm. Perfect. I don't know. Maybe some more like mechanical stuff. You know, like bring in a car.
We could definitely like send in our requests and just watch them all get declined.
Yeah,
that's how we could spend this summer, because we can't go to summer camp. It's like, here's a list of things I want to see by next July.
Andrew, let's make our own summer camp. Let's do it. Yeah. You mean maybe a DD out, buy a nice
plot maybe of me. What do you mean maybe?
If you want, you can join.
Damn. Okay. Right? All right.
And we, you know, buy a nice plot of land with a lake, and like put a helipad out on the lake.
Out on the lake. That's what I was thinking. Oh my god! Like, we don't have space for
it's
a
gonna be
runway.
Amazing. Best Boy Scout summer camp in the world.
It wouldn't even be a Boy Scout summer camp. We just buy a mansion in Beverly Hills and call that summer camp.
No, sorry. Bad idea.
It's the same thing. The same thing.
That is a not hot take right there.
Wow, you're just really shutting me down. But, you know, it's fine.
All right.
We're brutal here.
Yeah, I could tell here, but...
All right, Andrew, what's the next one?
The next one is, I give you guys a scenario, a camp scenario, and you guys would rate them from, I guess, 1 to 10, of, like, how fun or...
Okay. All right.
Or how much of a bop or flop it is.
All right. Oh, that's easier.
Okay. All right. So let's go with a nice easy one here. You know, just the nice fun pranks.
Pranks are 100% a bop.
Okay.
I'm gonna go on a flop for this one. Just because of this one story.
He's a backstabbing traitor.
No. I like pranks. But if you come up with a prank, right, it's your idea, you do all the planning, and then you tell everyone about it, and they go do the prank without you because you didn't feel like waking up in the middle of the night and going to do it. And then they do your prank. They don't do it good enough, and then you're forced to clean up after them. I'm not going to name names, Andrew, but you know, sometimes...
not going to name names.
We told you to get up. We needed you.
Yeah.
We needed your...
All right, jeez. Maybe it was my fault, but I don't know.
Probably your fault.
It probably was, but sometimes it's a flop because sometimes people go too far. Like when people do some dangerous things and they put some picnic tables on the roof of the dining hall, and it's just, they could easily fall off. They could
very
collapse the
very
ceiling.
Dangerous. However, very amusing.
The picnic table could slide off and hit somebody. So, you know, some innocent pranks, fine, but...
I'm talking about
the summer camp pranks that I've seen. Gotta be a flop for me.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. What about the polar bear swim?
That's a bop.
That's an absolute bop.
I love polar bear swim. Waking up, I think it's super hard to like wake up in the morning, but once you're up and you're walking down, that like sense of regret kind of settles in. But as soon as you jump in and you can't feel your toes anymore. Or when it's warm, that's like, it's just so nice to kind of wake up with that polar bear swim and then go straight to breakfast. Because after polar bear swim, you're always first in line to breakfast. You get the good food, you're ready to eat, and you're ready to start your day. So
yeah, I feel like polar bear swim, the water is usually warmer than like the rest of the day.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, it all depends on what the temperature of the air is.
Yeah.
Because if the air is like colder, then like you can see the water like steaming.
Yeah. You also get, if you go to like all the days, there's 5 days, I think 5 days polar bear swim. If you go to all, I think if you go to 4, you get a patch, and I'm all about patches. If you go to all 5, there's like a white polar bear and you get to sign your name on the polar bear. But that's not the best thing about polar bear swim. The best thing about polar swim, it's a coffee club.
But you can't even be in the coffee club.
There's
I don't know what you're talking about.
A group of leaders in our troop and some other troops, they just go in the kiddie, the beginner area, and they sit there and they drink their coffee and they have a good time. And, you know, it's a pretty exclusive club, right? Not everyone could go.
It's just leaders.
My first year in there at summer camp, you know, it was me and my friend, and we were the only ones there for the last day. And we didn't really want to swim. So we were honorary members of the coffee club. It was the best day of polar bear swim ever. And I don't know, this club's going to go down in history.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Coffee club's one of the greatest. I mean, all the leaders, I mean, unfortunately, some of our leaders have moved away or... other circumstances have been brought upon them, but it's just thinking back to when all the 3 or 4 leaders that came to summer camp with us, and they would all gather around with their cup of joes half the time because they didn't want to make fresh coffee.
We're getting a bit off topic here.
I gotta say one more reason why polar bear swim is a bop.
All right, one more reason. All right,
it's an underrated reason. You guys might not get it out there listening, but when you are half awake at like 7 in the morning, and you hear a certain ringtone coming from a certain flip phone,
yes.
And
yes,
you are
yes,
like,
yes.
"Oh, here it comes!"
At 7 a.m.
and you hear a Good Morning Vietnam chant or the song being sung. It wakes you up. It's different. And then if that doesn't wake you up, this one leader goes around to every tent and he goes, "Up, up, up, polar bear swim." And, you know, he just got everyone up for polar bear swim. And yeah, it was just, there's nothing like it.
I used to have that down to a science because I remember like, I remember the way he walked, and I would like wake up before him, and I'd be like, "Beat you to it, bud. Try next time." But Yeah, all right. Give us the next one.
Next scenario. All right, let's go for the meals. Are the meals a bop or flop?
Majority of the time, I got to say flop.
Okay. Yeah. They got a good salad bar, I'll say that. No,
it's last time we went, 3 of the 5 days that we had dinner there, it was closed.
Yeah, I'd go, sometimes it's a bop, sometimes it's a flop. It depends on the week you go. If you're there for pizza, when they make their homemade pizza, absolute bop. Mm-hmm. The pizza's amazing. Some of the other meals, amazing. Other times,
the shepherd's pie, their default shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
Where I just go to this.
It's, yeah.
There was it. Oh, you know what? I got to talk about meals.
Oh boy, here we go.
Let me just rant real quick. All right, give me like 3 minutes to just rant about. All right,
you
meals.
Got 3 minutes.
So okay, so there's a chef named Sue. She's the absolute greatest, and then there's a chef named Joe, and he's not the absolute greatest because he made these vegetarian meals, and I like they were kind of weird because there was one night where everyone was doing like it was meatloaf night. Apparently the meatloaf was really good and whatnot, but the vegetarian alternative to the meatloaf was a slab of tofu with barbecue sauce like lathered over it. That was what my option was for dinner. So naturally, I resorted to the salad bar. Thank God it was open. But yeah, sometimes the vegetarian meals are just absolute whack. Other times, I can eat the normal meal and it's actually really, really good. And sometimes the vegetarian meal is actually really, really good too. But I just remember that one time it was tofu and barbecue sauce. And me and one of the other scouts spent like 5 minutes just, we both grabbed it just so that we could look at it and laugh because it was the most pathetic excuse of a meal that I had ever had. Right. And I didn't even eat it.
Okay. All right. So, I got a few more scenarios for you. So let's go. Free time at the court, you know, free time at the volleyball court. Let's go with that one.
100% a bop.
100% a bop.
Oh yeah, you know, bop.
Easy bop.
You know, dip, dive, and not dodging. That's a different game. But just playing Newcomb with your boys on the Newcomb court, it's just a good time, right? You can't go wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
Everyone gets into it, and it's fun.
What about merit badges?
Merit badges? I think it's like on the edge. On the edge it's, for me.
It's a bop, but it could be a flop. It's beneficial for scouts to do merit badges that they might not be able to get otherwise than going to summer camp. And sometimes you can get a really good counselor and it's a lot of fun. But other times, you know, you might not get the greatest counselor and, you know, you're doing like this boring merit badge or you might be put in a class with Andrew and it just gets boring. But, you know, it's useful. So,
God, we're really being brutal today. I think merit badges in general, it really depends. I think it's annoying when you're like forced to have a partial where you've only completed a certain percentage of the merit badge. And then you have to wait like another year to be able to finish it because it's not really available somewhere else. But otherwise, most merit badges are super easy. And when you complete them early, that's when it's the best. Completing a merit badge early is the best.
Okay. All right. And the final scenario I have for you is going to sleep in the canvas tents that don't zipper up, that have bugs crawling in through the cracks. Are they a bop or are they a flop?
That's a flop and a half right there. Flop. You're right. You get there, you walk on, and it's just this wooden, there's two wooden platforms just sandwiched next to each other, a wooden frame, a canvas tent, like green army tent, and there's these rickety old cots with the mattresses that probably aren't clean at all. And you get there, you got these wooden rods with tennis balls on the top on each corner, and you got this mosquito netting draped over it, and the mosquitoes and other bugs just get caught, and it's it's not the greatest sleeping experience.
I think, yeah, my first couple years with at summer camp, my sleeping experiences were not pleasant. I think now if you get a new tent and there's like no bugs that are already in the tent, you're set. But I think now what gets me more is the heat and the mugginess, because it's just so hard to like climb into a sleeping bag or like lay down when you're already super sweaty and muggy and disgusting. And then there's that idea that like bugs are going to come in or something. So it's like, you hardly ever like actually sleep well at summer camp. I guess that's why you've got polar bear swim. Polar bear swim's like our natural 5 hour energy. So yeah, I think overall sleeping at summer camp is a flop, but yeah, I mean, if you don't sleep at summer camp, you're screwed anyways. So you gotta get some shut eye.
Yeah, all right. So I think that's all the ones I have, unless you guys have any, some scenarios you wanna give up.
No, I think this is good. No,
yeah, I think we might have to cancel the rest of this episode. Like, summer camp was canceled for us this year, but hopefully we'll see you next episode next Sunday. Like, we're going to have hopefully summer camp next summer. So we'll see you then. Mm-hmm. But before you go, follow us on our Instagram and Twitter at Trails Podcast. And if you feel like supporting us, giving us a monthly subscription, please do that. We'd love that.
It's what helps us make our podcast. Yeah, it's what helps keep us going.
And those who've already done it, we thank you so much. So please consider that.
Of course.
And we'll see you next Sunday.
We'll see you next Sunday on Tales of the Trails. Yeah.
Send some comments, guys. Please. I need help. I need help. Hot takes. Any questions?
Andrew needs help. All right.
Peace out.